An Islamic State bride will be stripped of her UK citizenship after the world watched her this week begging to return to Britain with her newborn child. Shamima Begum left her home in East London with two friends to marry an Islamic State fighter. She was just 15 years old at the time. Her family says they're disappointed in the British government's decision and complains she's effectively been rendered stateless. Eleanor Whitehead has more.
Shamima Begum thought she could return to the home she left 4 years ago.
My ideal plan is maybe to, you know, settle down again, take care of my son, start my education again.
On Monday, in an interview with the UK's ITV News, she sent a message to the British Home Secretary.
I don't see why he would see me as a threat. I'm a 19-year-old girl with a newborn baby. I don't have any weapons. I don't want to hurt anyone, even if I did have weapons or anything. He has no proof that I'm a threat. Other than that, I was in ISIS.
But Sajid Javid thought differently.
We cannot ignore the threat posed by those who chose to leave Britain to engage with the conflict in Syria or Iraq. Now that this so-called caliphate is crumbling, some of them want to return. And I have been very clear, Mr. Speaker, where I can and where any threat remains, I will not hesitate to prevent this. Quite simply, if you back terror, there must be consequences.
The plan to deprive Miss Begum of her UK citizenship was outlined in a letter sent to her family from the Home Office, which was obtained by ITV News. Miss Begum's family said it would mount a legal challenge against the decision. Its lawyer spoke to Sky News this week.
No one is saying that if she's committed any offences that she shouldn't face justice, but the justice she should be facing is British justice, not mob rule.
British law forbids the government from making people stateless by revoking their only citizenship. But the government thinking is that Miss Begum may hold dual Bangladeshi citizenship, despite the fact that she has never lived there. Rainer Thwaites is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney Law School. He says Miss Begum's future in Britain will hang on whether or not she has been made stateless.
There's an appeal process which is provided under the British Nationality Act. The difficulty on appeal is just the breadth of the Home Secretary's discretion. And so much of the actual litigation under the appeals has been on this question of, has the person been rendered stateless when they've been deprived of British citizenship?
That's also a question faced by Neil Prakash, the IS fighter who was stripped of his Australian passport last year. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton insisted he was a Fijian citizen, but the Fijian government denies it. Professor Kim Rubenstein is an expert in citizenship law at the Australian National University and says Neil Prakash may still have rights to his Australian passport.
I would argue that Mr. Prakash is still an Australian citizen because the law can't apply to him because he was not a dual citizen and the law only applies to dual citizens at the moment.
She says countries around the world have turned to citizenship law to clamp down on terrorism. Australia changed its laws to allow dual citizens to be deprived of their Australian passport in 2015. Last year, the government proposed new laws to make it easier to strip citizenship from those convicted of terrorist offences. Professor Rubenstein says those proposals could have adverse effects.
Those proposed changes that have not yet been passed would create a greater likelihood of people becoming stateless. It's very clear that criminal law should be applied to these individuals, and if they are citizens of Australia, that the criminal law system of Australia is an appropriate framework for them to be brought to justice.
Professor Kim Rubenstein of the Australian National University, Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.